Fear Factor by Aisling Mulvihill and Dr. Deborah Sherlock.
And patrol,
and patrol,
and patrol,
and patrol.
We're always busy marching to and fro. And patrol,
and patrol,
and patrol,
and patrol.
From dusk till dawn, we're always on the go.
Sergeant Ant climbs onto a mound to speak to the colony.
Ants, today we are foraging in new territory. With winter coming, we need to gather supplies.
All the ants cheer in excitement at the thought of a new adventure. All except Wilbur, who stands frozen, eyes wide and mandibles chattering. Sergeant Ant raises a hand to calm the excitement. In the midst of the colony, he notices two quivering antennae. Sergeant Ant quietly takes Wilbur aside.
Wilbur, I see your trembling body. I hear your jittering voice. I understand you are afraid, but you are a foraging ant, and this is what we do.
Sergeant Ant continues.
As a colony, we believe in you, Wilbur. You will learn to control your fears. Now take a few deep breaths to calm. You will be helped along the way.
The colony sets off. Sergeant Ant leads the group to the edge of a gently flowing stream.
All right, we have to cross in boats, two at a time, you know the drill.
Wilbur timidly steps forward.
Oh, but Sarge, I can't cross that stream. Oh, this is going to be bad. What if the boat tips?
Oh, Wilbur, so many worries. Ask yourself, could I cope if this happened? You could swim the short distance, you can do this.
Wilbur persists.
But what if there's a flash flood?
Sergeant Ant smiles patiently, patting Wilbur on the shoulder.
You worry too much, Wilbur. We have crossed this stream many times before. Just think about it. 365 days a year over 4 years equals 1,460 days in which there has been no flash flood. Wilbur, a flood is highly unlikely. So stop expecting the worst and let's get on with it.
Before Wilbur could chatter a mandible, the little boat is set adrift with Sarge at the helm. Wilbur clings to the side of the boat, face white with fear. On reaching dry ground, Wilbur looks relieved but pleased with his efforts. Sergeant Ant smiles.
Well done, Wilbur. You did it.
Sergeant Ant turns to the colony.
Let's move on. We've got to make the most of daylight hours.
Not long after, the ants find an old abandoned spiderweb stretched between two trees. Sergeant Ant points to the sticky weave.
We can cross between these trees over this old web, one at a time and keep low so you don't get snared.
Wilbur elbows his way to the back of the group, mumbling every step of the way.
Are you insane? That's a spider's web. We put 1 foot on that and we're lunch. We can't climb across that web. What if the web breaks? What if I fall and break a mandible? What if we get stuck? We could all starve to death.
Wilbur runs for cover under a mushroom cap. Hoppy Ant steps up alongside the mushroom and taps on the lid of Wilbur's hideaway. Wilbur peeks out.
I don't want to miss out on all the fun. I really want to be with my friends. It's just that I'm really scared.
Hoppy smiles.
Sounds to me like you worry too much, Wilbur.
Hoppy takes Wilbur by the hand and sits him on a rock. As the two ants sit side by side, Hoppy explains.
Everyone worries from time to time. It's normal to feel that way when something bad is likely to happen or when you're faced with real danger. Worry at these times can protect us from harm. Sometimes, Wilbur, we feel big worry when there's no real danger at all. This worry stops us from joining in and having fun. We can learn helpful ways to take control of worry and feel good again.
But how do I control my worry, Hoppy?
First, Wilbur, calm your body so you can calm your mind. Breathe deeply in and out and count your belly breaths. Use your self-talk and tell yourself, I can be calm. Next, tune into your thinking. Tune out unhelpful thoughts like, I can't do this. This is going to be bad. Unhelpful thoughts stop you from having a go and feeling good. Instead, Wilbur, tune into your helpful thoughts. Say to yourself, I'm in control. I can do this. Helpful thoughts boost your courage and keep you calm. Third, Wilbur, take action. Stop staying away from the things you fear. When you take action, you take back control. Finally, reward yourself for controlling your worry. Enjoy feeling good again. With those tips, Wilbur, you can take control when you worry too much.
Encouraged by Hoppy's words, Wilbur rejoins the colony. The ants are in line, ready to commence the web crossing. Sergeant Ant looks at Wilbur with a smile.
Let's cross this web bridge, Wilbur. You can do it.
Wilbur nods, ready to try his best. As the ants stream across the bridge in single file, Wilbur's antennae start to quiver. His mandibles tremble and his thorax feels heavy. Wilbur tells himself,
"Oh, crossing that web bridge is totally crazy dangerous."
He starts to run for cover but stops in his tracks, remembering what Hoppy has taught him. Wilbur whispers to himself,
"Calm my body so I can calm my mind."
He breathes slowly in and out, counts his belly breaths and tells himself,
"I can be calm."
He tunes into helpful thinking to boost his courage.
"I'm in control. The other ants crossed the web bridge. I can do this."
Wilbur is encouraged by his helpful thoughts. Thinking back to what Hoppy said, Wilbur takes action. Slowly but surely, Wilbur steps onto the web bridge and begins his crossing. Alfie Ant is next in line for the web crossing. Tapping his forefeet and jostling with the ants behind him, he shouts to Wilbur,
"Hurry up, Slowpoke!"
Wilbur holds steadfast. He tunes into his self-talk.
"Sure and steady. I can do this."
Fed up with waiting, Alfie scrambles ahead, scurrying high into the web. Alfie gets into trouble, feet quickly getting caught in the sticky weave. Struggling, Alfie calls out for help.
"Hello, I'm stuck. Hey, some help here."
In no time at all, Alfie is completely entangled, stuck firm in the web. Sergeant Ant bellows,
"You flibbertigibbet, Alfie. Didn't I tell you one at a time and to stay low? Wilbur, it's up to you to cut Alfie free. The web will collapse if any more ants climb onto the crossing."
There isn't a moment to waste. Calling on all his courage, Wilbur breathes deeply.
"I can do this."
Taking action, he skittles nimbly up the web. With one swipe of his mandible, Wilbur cuts through the strands of silk. Wilbur and Alfie scurry across the web, followed by the trail of other ants. All make it to the tree trunk and scramble to the ground. The ants cheer in unison. Wilbur looks down to see that his legs are shaking, but it isn't worry that makes them tremble. It is joy.
"I can't believe I did that. I mean, crossing the web bridge, that's one thing. But rescuing Alfie from his webby shackles, I am fearless after all."
Ant Patrol was written by Ashley Mulverhill and Dr. Deborah Sherlock. This audiobook was performed by Joshua Tyler and Emily Rose Brennan. It was directed by Joshua Tyler, produced by Natalie Palomo and Joshua Tyler of Collide. Sound and music by Studio Ripple. Ant Patrol is the property of Master Institute Publications. To find out more, go to masterprogram.com.au.